This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The World Cup, as perhaps you've heard, starts Thursday in Sao Paulo, Brazil. There will be soccer aplenty, or football if you're a purist, over the next month. But a match of different sorts is already well underway. The sales competition between Nike and Adidas, or Adidas if you're a purist. The two companies go at it year after year, but the World Cup is a rare opportunity to market to the world. From Portland, Oregon, Conrad Wilson reports.
The walls of Tersey Soccer Store are lined with shoes. Its display looks like something out of a modern art museum, the lighting just perfect, holding soccer cleats in a sort of suspended animation. One display has a few shoes behind glass and gives off the faint sound of a club beat.
So Nike and Adidas comes here and does this. They do all, they come in and actually put all the displays up. We give them half the store each, and they get to do what they want with it.
Jim Tersey runs the store. Spring and summer are always busy, he says, but this year's a World Cup year, and business is up 30%. Not only that, but Nike and Adidas launched a slew of new jerseys, shoes, and soccer balls, all leading up to the start of the tournament.
Nike and Adidas has just a hand in everything now. They fight tooth and nail with each other. It's very competitive.
Last year, Nike's soccer business brought in nearly $2 billion. Adidas didn't release its figures last year, but expects to sell more than $2.7 billion worth of soccer gear this year. Courtney Brunius is with USC's Sports Business Institute. He says the World Cup is the perfect place for this turf war.
It almost stands alone in terms of the ability for brands and sponsors to get out there and reach such a wide group of potential customers.
But here's the interesting thing. Nike's been in the soccer business for about two decades. Adidas has been at it since 1949. Paul Swinand is an analyst with Morningstar.
They've since maybe even pulled even or only slightly behind Adidas in soccer.
In 2008, Nike purchased Umbro and sold it just a few years later, but not before gutting the company of several multi-million dollar sponsorship deals.
The sponsorships are really key in the global sales dominance.
With this move, Nike was able to put its logo on the jerseys of teams like Manchester City and England's national team. Swinand says it gave Nike a boost to compete.
Adidas is very sensitive to somebody encroaching on their brand heritage. They've pushed very hard to maintain the lead.
But that sales lead for Adidas, if there is one at all, may not be forever. Back in his store, Jim Tersey says for the 18-year-olds and under, Nike dominates his soccer shoe business. He says Nike's holding off on one final shoe that comes out the first day of the tournament, the new Superfly.
We can't show it yet because we're not allowed to, because it's all top secret as they do things.
Do you have them here?
Yes, I do. Do you want to see one? Yeah. Okay.
Tersey heads into the back room, reaches onto a shelf, and grabs a brightly colored soccer cleat. Nike calls the color Hyper Punch, a mix of blinding pink and hunter orange, with the company's signature swoosh across the top.
How much are these? So these are the new Superflies. How much are those?
$275.
So there you go. Special color, special unique design. Nobody else has this. These will go June 12th, all sold out.
But don't worry, Tersey says. In a month, the World Cup will be over. Pretty soon, he says, the buzz will be about whatever Nike and Adidas do next. In Portland, I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.